Part 1. Externalization of the Christos Energy. The Heart of Freedom. Declaration for the Freedom of Humanity. Saint Germain, 28th July, 2022. Invocation. Beloved Sun Presence of the Sacred Fire of the Ascended Masters, we are one in your living flames of command, God's freedom to our nation and the world. Cosmic fiery Christ light, dissolve, purify, and remove all human miscreation. With every fiber of our being, we ask you to guard all that is constructive for the fulfillment of the freedom of humanity's destiny. Joyously we enter into the violet consuming flame to release ourselves from all human creation. In God's grace, beloved peace and aloha, seal this invocation until it is wholly complete. Saint Germain. Greetings, dear ones. Before I begin today in an attempt to bring home to you a truth in love that is still not permeating the understanding of the realms of your divine service to humanity, through whatever means you may have deemed your accepted authority in these incredible times of need, I have tried to get across the message of service that asks those who are at the point of the spear of change, having left the bow of the Piscean Age and now heading for the heart of the Christos energy of humanity. I have tried to give you a rocket in my heart of the I Am One World Nation discourse to raise you above the present platforms from which you think, speak, and act. Yet that rocket seems to have had insufficient fuel. The thrust needed to change your old pre-verbal ways of remaining locked and tethered to the things in your lives that no longer serve you. So today we are going to build another rocket with greater thrust to get you off your platforms of old human consciousness, or simply step aside and leave you to your own authorities and devices. You can carry on with your old ways, attitudes, and ego personality creations, floundering in the lower resonances of your own ego making, or you will truly grasp why there is only one way now that will change the world by using the Christos energies to find solutions and resolutions to a human race up to its neck in the tar pit, unable to move forward without struggle and resistance. You will either take the path of least resistance, raising yourselves above the tar pit, or you will continue to flounder in your continued miscreations and lose the resonances you have worked so hard to attain. In the words of Paul the Venetian, I quote, "Do you not understand that all of the problems of the planet on a planetary scale can be transmuted in the flame of love? This will take place more and more as you bring your consciousness into congruity with your Christ self. In some of you, that Christ self is hovering perhaps an eighth of an inch or a hundredth of an inch from full congruency with all of your chakras and your mind and heart. Call then for the transmutation of the blockages to the meshing of your consciousness with the consciousness of the Christ. Call for that Christ flame to press in you and through you. Call for that Christ consciousness to take over your life, to purge you of all darkness. I want your hands to be the hands of your Christ self. I want your very skin to pulsate with the frequencies of the fire of that transparent one, that image of life. I want you to be, through and through, the frequency of the Christ. For by that love, the planet will be transformed and mankind will know that love has returned. For your own logos, your own self-awareness in the Christ consciousness is a fulfilling of law, as above, so below. It is healing. It is science. It is victory. Love is the all in all. End quote. While I direct this dissertation to a wider audience today, there are many who will know who I am speaking with more directly, whether now or in the future times to come. This has been the problem with New World servers since the 1930s and will remain so for decades to come. So do not see any of what I am going to say today as personal. Only the personality will see this facet of your own erroneous attitudes, understanding, and glamours. I want to begin with the law of analogy today. Law of analogy. Although this is a definition, a condition of a third-dimensional existence, no analogy is ever exact in detail, but only in certain broad basic correspondences. There will be found unchangeable points of resemblance, but in using analogy viewing creation, no two details are ever exact. Using analogy in trying to mentally explain the unexplainable, while one attempts to convey understanding in a broad sense, because in a higher understanding perspective, the recipient remains held in the world of third-dimensional constructs. So, analogies are required to lower the level of consciousness for the purpose of the use of words, in appropriation to resonance, inability to grasp the higher truths and divine understanding. For example, how is the universe like a hurricane? The energy infusing the universe manifests itself at every level in a multitude of different but analogous ways, and these analogies can be used to further understanding at all levels. The sweeping arc of the universe pictured from afar is the same as the sweeping arc of a hurricane bearing down on land. An emotional storm in life is a whirlwind of violent emotion, often called a perfect storm or a hurricane. No analogy is ever exact, as energy adapts itself to the moment, yet analogies enable us to explain the unexplainable by means of comparisons, and this enables one to convey understanding in a broad sense. It is an occult truism that as a man or woman arrives at a knowledge of him or herself under the great law of analogy, they will eventually arrive at the knowledge of God. You can see how significant is the coming science of comparison. Not yet has this science of comparative analysis been turned into a definite recognition line of approach to truth. The law of analogy is the key which unlocks the higher truth of the virtue of divine understanding. Through the law of analogy, the microcosm can arrive at a glimmer of understanding of the more obvious aspects of the macrocosm. The law of analogy and the law of correspondences breaks down at a certain point upon the path of understanding, and something new and utterly different enters in. The law of analogy holds good when considering the microcosm within the life of the macrocosm. But if you ventured outside that limited and manifested life, if that were possible, which it is not, you would contact other laws and other approaches to truth, existent on cosmic levels. One of the main means whereby a man or woman arrives at an understanding of the great sum total, we call the macrocosm, God, universal consciousness, functioning through a solar system, is by an understanding of him, herself, and the Delphic injunction, man, know thyself, was an inspired utterance intended to give man and woman the clue to the mystery of deity. Through the law of analogy, or correspondences, the cosmic processes and the nature of the cosmic principles are indicated in the functions, structure, and characteristics of a human being. They are indicated but not explained or elaborated upon. They serve simply as signposts, directing man and woman along the path whereupon future signposts may be found and more definite indications noted. Let me here make a few more statements which you have perforce to accept hypothetically, but which can nevertheless be substantiated if you arrive at a higher understanding of the law of analogy or of correspondences, and if you will also accept the truism that the microcosm reflects the macrocosm, and therefore each human being is related to deity through essential similarity. We now touch briefly upon an obscure and difficult subject, and one that will appeal primarily to those types who work with the law of correspondence, also called the law of reflection. Esotericists must remember that every kingdom in nature constitutes a totality of lives. Every atom in every form in nature is a life, and these lives form the cells of a being's body or vehicle of manifestation. There is a being embodied in every kingdom in nature. Just as the myriad of atomic lives in the human body constitutes a man's or woman's body of expression and form his or her appearance, so it is with the greater life informing the fourth kingdom in nature. This appearance, as are all appearances, is qualified by some particular ray type and is determined also by the vital principle or spirit aspect. Thus, every form is composed of innumerable lives which have in them a preponderance of some ray quality. On the other hand, the esotericists see only the individuality of the makeup of their living organism and cater predominantly for separate or singularity, whether personally or groups who gather in separation consciousness. If one thinks about this more deeply, both can be seen as occult platitudes or that which station themselves in commonplace or imitative consciousness. This only occurs in a third dimensional state of being, for neither esoteric nor exoteric principles are divisible in God. So why are they so in the life of a human being? They are so the lower consciousness can use concepts and abstractions in analogous ways to raise the consciousness of mankind to those levels of Christos consciousness where things that are esoteric and exoteric are indistinguishable and are separate in the power to govern. This leads you to the need to understand more clearly the law of abstraction, which is the law wielded consciously by a person from within an ashramic group of synthesis, where it will be discovered that it has, as it might have been expected, various meanings and policies which will function under different planes of consciousness, such as 1. Death, or the effect of the law of abstraction upon the physical plane. This can refer to the abstraction of the life principle from the physical body in response to soul command. It can refer to the death of an old physical plane relationship. It can also refer to a cycle of physical plane conditioning or circumstance, to the termination of a relation to a physical plane group, or to the abstraction of an interest regarded hitherto as basic. 2. The termination of an outgoing affection towards a person or a group of persons upon the astral plane. This can precipitate an emotional crisis that brings about a withdrawal of the devotion for people or causes. This statement covers the intensity of the emotion expressed in many and varied directions. Emotional abstraction is the hardest lesson which a disciple has to master. 3. The severing of connection with specific lines of thought. This may refer to the preconceived need which may dawn increasingly upon the disciple as he draws closer to the ashram to which he or she is assigned. It may and will lead him or her to sever connection with schools of thought and with people, social, political, religious, and circumstantial thought forms, using the word circumstantial to mean the mental conditioning brought about by circumstance, prior to being immersed in any ashramic group thought form. These specific abstractions are being rapidly learned by those who align themselves to an ashramic group of service to humanity. Those, therefore, should enter the next life, or indeed, which we are speaking of herein, their next levels of consciousness, or having passed through the next ring of consciousness, will become infinitely more liberated than they were before the realization of a higher awareness in universal consciousness or God came in. With such a lifting up from the old platforms on which they once thought, spoke, and acted, will find intention, purpose, and function for the freedom of themselves and in turn for humanity in which they serve. The present life condition is very favorable right now to the progress of those who can adopt and accept higher truth along these lines, and this I truly believe you know, even if it may displease you to recognize this truth. The entire process is one of abstraction involving pain. There is a close relation between pain and the law with which I am dealing with herein. It is the law of abstraction which does lift the astute person out of the three worlds of human endeavor. It is this same law which brings about the upward drive which all units of life express, and the search for all of them for identification within the one. It is with this law that each of you, along with all your Ashramic group brothers and sisters, must learn to work. One of the things no one is taking into consideration of, except the Elemental Grace Alliance at this time, as humanity now enters this new phases of disillusion, is that which predominantly began and had grown exponentially beginning in World War I and World War II, particularly World War II, and since then with all the activations of atomic weaponry. These use of nuclear detonations has done so much damage to the veils that have kept the plane of humanity and the planes of the psychic and astral realms separated. These veils were torn, rented asunder. That gave way to many discarnate energies to enter the planes of human third dimension, and thus providing unlimited energy from which the laggard consciousness were overjoyed to see, and ultimately employed more widely under their control and manipulative activities. This has led to the overwhelming obstructions to people's lives in general, but more so to the New World servers who try to stay focused upon their spiritual task and endeavors, and none more so than those who are actually trying to make great strides in removing the laggard consciousness and all their miscreations. And they are particularly active in such distracting measures of those who work with technology, holding them on patterns of creativity that no longer serve humanity to help bring about Christ consciousness, and thus continue to encourage development in those areas of pornography and in their worst portrayals. But in areas of creation and additions of all types of distractions that deny one connection with their true God domain. They overshadow programmers and developers to focus on that which continues to create distractions and resistances, while all the time are very at home, probing the human mind with all postulations of ego projection, of self-aggrandizement, self-importance, telling their minds that they are in full qualification, which also is in truth only puffing up their spiritual glamours. In the Discourse, Part 9, Earth, Nuclear, and Chemical Affairs, Anaka Partition, Guest Speaker, Digital Libraries of Consciousness, Christ Jesus, 3rd August 2019, Jesus told you. So once again, dear ones, the qualification by the I Am Presence is most important. But here is a very firm admonishment. Qualification cannot be received through channeling other entities. For who knows the difference between entities attached to psychic stratums or who are offering their services from within the electronic belt? So-called galactic beings are not coming from the electronic belt. They may be very loving and helpful, but these dear ones are mostly humanoid and thus work from within spacecraft and through technological mechanisms. And who can say who is who when it is so easy to be led as a disempowered human being who may just want to believe the highest without qualifying the source? End excerpt. Also, in Part 11, True Constitution, Why the Flag, Shift in Consciousness, Christ Jesus, 18th May 2021, Jesus made it very clear how the lower mind is strikingly influenced by the ego personality, which basically remains attached and tethered to the astral and psychic planes of miscreation. I quote, "So when one speaks of their feelings, they're speaking from a place of human emotions, emotions that are the result of a lack of divine love. There are no other reasons for the feelings that one experiences. All feelings are generated by the heart and have nothing to do with the body. The heart of the body is the altar at which all offerings to God are made. All offerings of divine love or lack of love are given forth. While lack of love comes from the experiences that remain held within the illusions of the lower consciousness, thus all offerings made from a place other than love shall have no electronic substance, meaning will not be bound by the cohesive power of love and shall only be destined to self-destruct. Only that which is created from pure love is eternally bound and constructive, coming from a fixed design foundational formation and birthed within the love and joy of an immaculate conception. Likewise, all creations made from a place of fear, guilt, lack of understanding, outer projections or feelings of being less than anything or anyone else have no substance other than for the purpose of continuing one's personal desire for the experiences of being held within the outer world of lower consciousness. Love is a true condition of one's entire reality. Yet, in the human form, the heart must beat for the life of themselves to take place. This is the nature of one's being. Pure love is as essential to the being as the heart is to the life of the body. It is there, even if one is unaware of it being there. Just as the heart is beating while the conscious mind continues to sleep within the unawareness of his or her daily life. A baby is no less alive because it does not realize its heart is beating. One is no less the I am presence or higher self, even though one does not realize that without pure love in God's reality, no one would exist at all. The I am presence's only thought or feeling comes from a place of divine unconditional love. These thoughts of truth envelop everything, constantly, while one sleeps or is awake, and are without limitation to man or woman of whatsoever state of consciousness they deem themselves to be in. This all-pervading consciousness is eternally creating everything around each person, both from the inner truth and the outer illusions, because of the cohesive nature and power of God's love. I, the Christ, am with all sons and daughters of God, consciously at all times, for God is one consciousness and does not think in terms of separation as mankind does. This is not understood only because man and woman do not understand their own nature of being or the illusory states of their bodies, thought forms, or emotional feelings. Through their own free will, they have placed these things inside their bodies while conceptualizing them in a form that makes no sense of the truth. The pure love that is their true nature, their true reality, or relationship to God life within the consciousness of all that is. One heart, one mind, one life. Before the new communities can begin to form, that will reflect Christ consciousness and thus form within the circles of light as Christ counsels, These are some of the things that continue to create obstacles that will diminish the resonances and light quotients needed for the radiation centers to operate at the optimal levels. So while the new groups of the New World servers are gathering or have already gathered much more focus upon the inner work must continue to be at the forefront of their minds and hearts, so they will be able to move forward more quickly and with greater group efficacy, group unity, and co-participation in devotion and wholeheartedness together. There must be a complete shift in consciousness, else all the mind is doing is to rearrange what it has done in the past. We have been very clear in our instructions, dear brothers and sisters, that if the new I Am One World Nation, the radiation centers, communities, etc., are to become divine and immaculately conceived realities, then all of the structures of the old human consciousness must give way to the new. You cannot continue with the old ways based upon old structures, old formulas, old human thoughts, laws, rules, and orders. All present foundations, organizations, and businesses must be transformed, recalibrated, rejuvenated, or dissolved in their present forms. All governments must evolve or self-destruct, else the I Am One World Nation will have no substance, and it too will be destined to self-destruct, just as the present world is showing you, right there before your very eyes today. Just look at the old consciousness playing out around the world, and particularly in Europe as we speak. The destruction of life and property, of human rights, and most of all, the heart where peace should reside. The mind will tell you that, yes, there are new potentials for a new world, and it will seek to agree and set out the new laws and rules and orders, and it will tell you to resist all different ways of feeling, of how to be and how to act, that will support the new directives, as if it knows what is happening. The mind will speak of love, yet behold, that mind, still living from within the lower consciousness, will place the heart a prisoner of its own devised truths, its own interpretations of the truth based upon its own rearrangement of the old paradigms of feeling safe and being in control. The mind will make all manner of qualifications that will sound to the unwary perfectly acceptable, for they too are coming from the same levels of awareness. The lower mind will use his intellect and will tell you what it wants you to hear, thinking it is right and correct, that it knows what love is. Yet I tell you, it will not see its own intolerance or judgments that it holds onto from an unrecognized place within its past experiences. It will speak of love, to be helpful and with all sincerity, and yet the very logic that it uses, though possibly sounding new, can wound the hearts of the most tender, of those most called to the purity of love and its harmony. The mind knows the language that can imitate the higher consciousness, using all the right words, yet at the same time rejects the truth within itself, because it so hates to be confused, to be open and vulnerable, to remain open while casting down the protective barriers and old structures that have supported it for so long. Yet it knows not of its own erroneous thoughts or ways of projecting them into the outer world. It, therefore, desires anchors that have been designed without the knowledge of what these designs or structures are, that can rivet the mind in one spot and is held there while it suffers the pounding of the sea of change, resists the currents, fortifies itself against the storms. The mind will return always to where it feels safe and sure of itself, and so it goes nowhere and sees no transformation or creation or the new horizon that would defy its own known reality. So it is required in the coming times for groups to come together in a much more unified way. But the mind must be shown by the heart that what it thinks it knows in reality is nothing of what true reality will bring. The heart must open the doors whereby the cosmic laws are shown to the mind and allow it to see for itself by experience alone. That the old laws of mankind have no substance in the new I Am, One World Nation. The heart must show the mind that the laws of love are not facts or even rightful answers. The laws of love allow the true nature of God within mankind to find their own spiritual freedom. The freedom that lies beyond belief, beyond thought, beyond adherence to any authority of whatsoever nature other than one's own heart. The heart, then, is needed to guide the mind in a way that it does not desire to be guided, a way that is one of joining, a way that does not allow the mind's separate stance, its rules, or its right answers. The heart is needed because it is who and where one is, and responds in love to what is one with it. We are one heart, one mind, one life. The mind is its own reality, and one cannot escape the mind's reality with the mind. One cannot learn how to escape the reality of the mind with the mind's pattern of learning or of its own logic. One cannot live in a new world and retain the mind's old reality. To think this would be a travesty. To know this will allow the heart to be the savior of the mind, without the mind ever knowing it was incorrect in its believed reality. It is the heart that will be required to rearrange the mind's reality for it, not the other way around. The new world that is coming is not that which has always existed. It is not that which can be predicted. It is not that which can be formed and held inviolate. The new I Am, One World Nation is the introduction for the creation of divine and pure love to become more widespread around the world. The new world will, in other words, be the new expression of divine love in terms of form. Thus, the replacing of the false, the illusion's demise, with the rebirth of Christ's consciousness amongst that which was sorrowful. Symbolically, one could say that the new I Am One World Nation flag will become just one of those forms that will initiate the mind to join with the heart in a way that offers no words to the lower mind, but shines its light no matter what the wind and rain, human consciousness and emotions, may bring. In this analogy, the flagpole is the heart holding the higher mind, the flag, true to all its divine rays and colors, while remaining fixed to the heart through the cohesive power of divine love, in all manners transcending the old ways of being. The lower mind of humanity will see the flag and respond, even unknowingly to it, or without knowing why, while never actually truly seeing the heart, the flagpole that is supporting, embracing, strengthening, and remaining as one together with it. You are going to see people just standing, looking at this flag, like they are staring into space, not knowing what they are looking at, and then going about their way. But they will not be the same as they were before, for the heart and higher mind, or I Am presence, has just made a connection that cannot be revoked, withdrawn, or invalidated ever again. Lives, through divine will change. The new, however, is yet to be created. One heart to one heart. One heart to one mind. One heart mind to one God life. But you are so close, dear ones. Where two or more are gathered, there I am. End excerpt. Dear ones, let us stop here for now and allow these laws and situations and truth to sink in. Hopefully the thoughts, words, feelings of actions and activities around the imbalances of any group, be it an Ashramic group of synthesis or any other group formation, who are working for the freedom of humanity, must find clarity, congruency, and divine understanding to find true unity. Whether in the natures of esoteric or exoteric thought projections for manifestations. I am Saint Germain, your brother in love, in the heart of freedom, awaiting your arrival beside me. Benediction. We are grateful for the infinite blessings, protection, and healing light of God, ruling the universe without limit.